Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. For years, sourcing strategies were built around one primary goal, and that's cost. But today's environment has made it clear that cost alone doesn't capture the full picture. Geopolitical disruption, supplier concentration, and ongoing volatility are forcing leaders to rethink how sourcing decisions get made every day. That rethinking has sparked a new approach to sourcing, one that takes risk, resilience, and long-term exposure into account alongside margin. Phew, that's good. Today, I'm joined by Ashley Hetrick, Principal and Supply Chain Practice Leader here at BDO, and we're going to explore how sourcing strategies are evolving, where organizations tend to get stuck, and how leaders can make smarter trade-offs in an increasingly uncertain world. Welcome back to the show, Ashley.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashley, so let's get right to it. What's changed in the sourcing environment that makes traditional cost-first strategies no longer sufficient?
It's a great question. Retail sourcing used to optimize for unit cost and scale in relatively stable global networks. That stability, as you noted, is gone. Today's environment is plagued by persistent geopolitical volatility, trade policy shifts, transportation fragility, and a lot of supplier concentration risk, especially as it relates to things like private labeled products or exclusive good. A low cost supplier, simply stated, that fails during a peak demand season is no longer low cost when you factor in lost sales, freight expeditions, markdowns, and other issues. That's why retailers are shifting from cost first to risk-adjusted sourcing, where cost is evaluated in the context of reliability, continuity, and recoverability. The cheapest supplier on paper can be the most expensive one in practice, unfortunately.
So that's an interesting statement, and I'm sure we'll come back to that. But before we move to that topic, you know, you mentioned the term risk-adjusted sourcing. Perhaps you can define that for our listeners who may not be so familiar with that.
Risk-adjusted sourcing is the practice of evaluating suppliers not just on cost, but on total value after factoring in risk exposure. It means explicitly incorporating risk variables into sourcing decisions, like capacity flexibility, supplier continuity, or as many have noted, geographic and geopolitical exposure lately. Practically, it means adding a quantified risk premium to their cost of ownership based on the likelihood and impact of those disruption drivers. It also means that you have to evaluate the cost of optionality. Things like, what does it cost to carry dual sources or additional inventory offhand to offset those risks? So it's no longer just about what the product costs to make or buy. It's about all the other things that you have to wrap into that to ensure you have that product available for sale.
And I guess that's what you meant by some products are not as inexpensive as they may originally seem. So thank you for that. So if I'm either a retailer or a distributor, how should I be thinking about the trade-off between resilience and margin when adopting the risk-adjusted model?
Resilience really is an insurance decision. You pay a premium, a slightly higher cost, redundancy, or added inventory to reduce the probability of a severe disruption. And so because it requires that investment, you can't treat every product the same. You really want to start looking at segmentation. Where are you willing to invest because you have a lower risk tolerance? Things that are high velocity, seasonal, so you've got a short selling season, or brand critical? And where are places that you can afford some risk because they're long tail, because they're substitutable SKUs, because they're optional or luxury items? Then you can choose to decide where you're willing to invest a little bit more and thus lose a little bit more margin, and where you really need to maximize the margin, even if it comes at the short-term expense of a loss of sales if you do have a supply disruption. Leading retailers are really going to treat that as a portfolio decision and set some criteria out to make those choices, rather than attempting to go SKU by SKU or potentially overinvest across all SKUs.
Yeah, so as I'm sure all companies are now looking at their risks and looking at their sourcing and really trying to figure out what makes sense for them. So how can organizations avoid, say, overcorrecting or even overinvesting in certain strategies, all in the name of risk management?
Yeah, the biggest risk is for an organization to act emotionally instead of analytically when it comes to making these choices. Overcorrecting, especially when kind of triggered by that corporate emotion, looks like excess safety stock everywhere. I mean, when we walked into organizations in 2023, you'd find nearly twice as much inventory as many needed to be holding, or blanket dual sourcing mandates, or paying premiums for faster, you know, air freight versus putting things on a boat. So we've got to really ground our decisions in scenario modeling. What happens if a supplier fails? How likely is that to happen? How many sales would I lose over what period of time? And then how do I plug that up against demand and margin sensitivity analysis? I then need to layer on top of all of that, what is my probabilistic risk assessment, not worst case? So the most effective organizations, those who avoid overcorrecting or overinvesting in a strategy, first, make a lot of no regret moves, those low cost, high impact. How do I get more visibility into my suppliers? How do I have strong enforceable contracts with capacity commitments and supplier obligations if the disruption is occurring on their side? How do I qualify alternatives even if I don't buy from them? And then I'm gonna go through and build those scenarios to evaluate and model trade-offs so I can make those analytical choices and know what my playbook is before something happens versus acting emotionally or based on assumptions about my SKUs, my demand, and my margins.
Yeah, and you brought up scenario planning. I know we've had other podcasts where we've discussed that, especially how that can be coupled with AI and how powerful that could be. So as you look ahead, and I know I usually make you take out your crystal ball at this point, do you see risk-adjusted sourcing becoming the norm, or will it remain perhaps a differentiator for more mature organizations?
I think it will be table stakes in terms of mindset. So we want more people thinking in terms of risk-adjusted sourcing. It will be a differentiator in how companies are able to execute on it. So I expect to see in the future leaders asking, what's the risk-adjusted cost? But maturity will differentiate who can actually answer that question and then execute on it well. The most mature organizations will be able to make risk-adjusted sourcing moves in a repeatable way, not a reactive way. So not in a single SKU based on a point of exposure, but just embedded in the way in which they make decisions. It'll be embedded into long-term planning, not in these periods of reaction. And it will be well balanced and in tune with commercial discipline. So the organizations who are going to differentiate themselves are going to have a lot better access to data and tools to help them make sense of that data and make smart decisions. At the end of the day, I think what's important to note is the winners in this entire scenario are not the ones who eliminate risk. The winners are the ones who manage it better than everyone else and can really thread that needle between resilience and margins. And that's a tough choice. I think part of what's nice is because a lot of this comes back to the mastery of data, it's not a massive investment. It's really about having those underpinnings of really good information and inputs and the ability for people to make smart decisions from that data using whatever tool you have at your disposal.
That's great. Thank you very much, Ashley. Risk-adjusted sourcing isn't about eliminating risk. It's really about making more informed, intentional decisions in an environment where uncertainty is the norm. As sourcing strategies continue to evolve, the organizations that come out ahead won't be the ones chasing the lowest cost, as we discussed earlier, but it's the ones that understand their exposure, use data to pressure test their options, and build resilience into every decision they make. If you found today's conversation helpful, be sure to share it with your colleagues. And until next time, thank you for listening.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.